girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing.
For today's episode, because, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that typically we've got interviews every week. And, you know, it was interesting because I have got so many epic guest lines up that you're going to be hearing from in upcoming weeks. But I really wanted to have a conversation with you that's super raw and super transparent, as I always want to be on the show, about the fact that sometimes as women, we put so much freaking pressure on ourselves to maintain the same juggling act of all these different balls that are flying in the air at all given point in time. And then we feel guilty if one of those balls intentionally has to be put to the side just for a second. And I want this episode to serve as a permission slip to you to give yourself some freaking grace and understand that maybe you might need to intentionally pick a ball that you're willing to just set aside for sake of this juggling analogy instead of feeling like you're dropping the ball. Because when you intentionally choose something, it just feels so much better. So I want to give a little bit of context though. If we've been connected for a while, you might know my story, but if not, you know, I grew up in the greater Seattle area and I went to college in Western Washington University, which is 80 miles north of Seattle. I actually met my husband there. He was visiting a friend and I was in my party girl era and I was dancing on a table, drinking Burnett's vodka, chasing it with Arbor Mist wine. And he's like, that girl, that's the one. We were literally like 19 years old. So we start dating, you know, fast forward 5 years, he gets into NYU dental school and we moved to New York. And I was working at Google and I was building my business on the side and I was building it before and after work. And it was just like a crazy season of life. After 4 years of living in New York, we moved to San Diego for 2 years. We then moved to Austin for 2 years. And now we live in Denver. And it's really wild because over the course of all of that time, from high school to college to all of those different moves, one of the main focuses that I've always had has been on connecting with people in person and building community. Because as you can imagine, right, like when we moved from Seattle to New York, like I did not have any girlfriends and I'm a girl's girl extrovert through and through. Like I love having community around me. So all of those steps along the way, like all those different places that we lived, I really had to focus on going to events and going to meetups and being like, hi, I'm Keisha, I'm new here. And like connecting with people, that's always been so important to me. And even when we moved to Denver, I did the same thing. But it's really interesting because that's always been something that I would say is like a ball that's in my juggling act. It's always been a priority. But at the time that I'm recording this, I have a 6-month-old baby boy. And I've noticed that there's been a season, you know, even in the last couple of weeks, where I just felt like that was a ball that I was willing to set to the side and intentionally stop juggling. And not feeling bad that that wasn't a priority for me. And why I want to share this is because it's happening in real time and I want to give you more context to this, but also because you might be juggling so many things right now that it feels so overwhelming and chaotic and you just keep feeling like you're just like dropping the ball on things because you just have so many damn things that you're trying to do all at one time. And it's like, girl, maybe you need to give yourself permission to just set a ball to the side and tell yourself this is not a priority right now. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about it. That just means it's not a priority in this exact moment. I don't want to have this in my juggling act. And, you know, it's funny because when Brody, so our son is 6 months old, right before he turned 5 months old, so about 6 weeks ago, we decided that we were going to start having more of a bedtime routine. So like, trust me, this episode isn't going to go like full mom mode. I just want to give a little bit of like backstory to this. So we decided that we were going to have this bedtime routine, which involves my husband, Cena, and I reading him a book every night. And we put him in his little pajamas and his sleep sack and we cuddle him and kiss him. And then we put him in his bed and, you know, with his little sound machine. And like, we just do this routine every night. And it starts at like 7 p.m. And I was just in this season where I just did not want to miss this bedtime. Like, I just did not want to miss this bedtime routine, but that's at 7 p.m. And as someone who's very social, who has a lot of friends and likes to go out and go to meetups and go do all these things, like, I was basically just picking, like, I'm going to be at my house at 7 p.m. That doesn't mean that we can't have friends come over sometimes, but, like, that means, like, I'm at my house at 7 p.m. like every single night for a chunk of time. And I intentionally chose, I'm going to put the ball down to the side of, like, all, feeling like I need to go out and meet tons of people. I was like, I just want to soak up this really precious, like, family unit era. Like, my husband and I with our dog Lizzie and our son, we walk every single morning and we walk in the evening, and, like, we just spend a lot of time together as a family. The other balls that I'm juggling is, like, I have, you know, this Empower Her community, but I also have this brand new business that we're building. It's like a real estate development company, essentially. And so I'm juggling a whole new role in that. And then I'm juggling, you know, all of us have all the different things that we're juggling. And one of the things too, that's been really important to me in this season is my mom lives in the greater Seattle area where I grew up. And I've been really focused on, like, I want to make sure that I'm, like, FaceTiming her every single day and sending her videos of Brody. And, like, we get to see each other often because we fly her down here too. But that's just a really important ball that I just, like, I wanted my juggling act. Like, I talked to my mom more than I ever did even before having a baby, because that just matters a lot to me right now. And, you know, I've kept in the juggling rotation to a certain degree workouts. But one of the things that I noticed that I was like, you know, what I want to add back into my juggling act just came up recently. And I want to give you a couple of examples of things so you can apply this to your own life. But I noticed, I was saying to my husband on one of our morning walks, I was like, you know what? In the last 6 months since Brody's been born, I have really had very little alone time. Because I want to be with him, right? And I want to soak up this family time. And, you know, we're with friends, or I'm with my husband, or I'm with my son. And, like, that's just kind of where we're at right now. But I was like, there is part of me that really wants some alone time, because I just love thinking when I'm just, like, in my own, like, head, and there's so many things going on. It can feel like there's a bunch of squirrels, like, raving in my brain. And I'm like, I really need to find those, like, pockets of alone time. And I'm fortunate that my husband is also an entrepreneur with our real estate business. Now he's not a dentist anymore. And so we have the flexibility that I could get some alone time. I just had to carve it out. And because I'm not really a toe dipper in anything, I was like, wait a second, what was the last time that I felt like I had some good alone time that my brain felt really clear and sharp? And I was like, it was back when I was running. And I have not run since before I got pregnant. Like, it's been at least 2 years since I've, like, run. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to add that back in. So just this week, I decided one of the balls that I'm picking up that I had put to the side, which was alone time, I've put that ball back into my juggling act. I signed up for a half marathon in Aspen, Colorado. That's in 8 weeks. So now I'm training for a half marathon because I was like, you know what? Yes, I have a lot on my plate, but one of the things that I need to add back in so I feel really full as a person is some of this alone time. And training for a half marathon is going to keep me on track, because I have to run 3 times a week in order to actually be able to run the half marathon in 8 weeks, right? So that was something that I wanted to add back into the rotation. And why I'm sharing this with you is because sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to keep the same juggling act going on, even when we have new ideas. So think of this actually like an analogy. We're like, or just picture, I guess, yourself juggling. Like, you've got all these balls, all these different priorities, and you're just like, boop, 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 boop. Like, I wish you could actually see me right now. My hands are just like, boop, boop, flying in the air. But you're juggling all of these things, and then you're like, oh, you know what? I think I want to train for a half marathon, or ooh, I want to start this side business, or ooh, I want to start this blog, or ooh, I want to start going to more events and making more friends, or ooh, I want to prioritize my marriage. And you just, like, start, you put another ball into this juggling act, and you didn't remove one. So now you're adding another ball that you're juggling. And it's like, oh my gosh, at some point in time, this is going to get so damn hectic. And you're just going to feel like, I'm so afraid to drop a ball. I'm so afraid to drop a ball because there's too many balls juggling right now. But what I found to be true is when I intentionally pick a ball that I'm just going to put to the side for sake of this analogy and stop juggling, I don't feel guilty about it, right? And for this last chunk of time, I know this is kind of a weird example that's not going to be applicable to everyone, but for this last chunk of time when I just really wanted to be home for bedtime routine and I really wanted to be conscious because I'm giving so much energy out through a lot of the things that I'm doing, I had really strict boundaries. Like, I was not meeting up with brand new friends. I was even conscious about some of the friends that I love and care so much about, but I was like, I really need to be only around people that can deeply pour into me. So I'm intentionally going to take the ball of Keisha, the extrovert who loves being around people. I'm going to intentionally take that ball, put it to the side for a second, and just really focus on this season, because that's what I need for myself. Is I need to be around people that are going to pour into me. And I needed to just be at my house at 7 p.m. for bedtime. And it's funny because I think back to a version of me 6 months and one day ago before I had a baby. I would have never imagined in my wildest dreams that when I look back at my entire 34 years of existence that I would ever choose this extroverted, excited, going to meetups, hi, I'm new here, like person that loves to connect to people. I would have never pictured that I would want to take that ball and put it to the side for a second. But new seasons sometimes require that. And honestly, sometimes that's just your desire changes. And now I'm feeling this pull again where, like, you know, I've added this alone time ball that I'm juggling. And I'm like, you know what? Now I'm feeling this pull. And I'm like, wait a second. Maybe I do want to add back in like more events. Maybe it is that I want to create a community here in Denver for entrepreneurial women and for moms. And like, I'm feeling this pull that I'm going to have to add that ball back in to really fulfill that desire, which means another ball is going to have to be put to the side. And I don't know what that looks like yet, but I just really think about this with this analogy because it gives you so much power when instead of feeling like you're dropping the ball, if you're not showing up for everything, for everyone, for all of these priorities that you're trying to make happen, you're intentionally choosing a ball that you're putting to the side just for a second or just for a season. And you're saying, you know what, that's not going to be a priority for me right now. That doesn't mean that I don't care about it, but that just doesn't matter to me in this current moment. And right now, if you are starting something new or you're wanting to prioritize something, like you've only got so much bandwidth, right? So be okay with putting something on the back burner and don't get so caught up in, and you know, I don't like to give prescriptive advice because everyone's so different, but I just see a lot of this like push in like the social media space with like personal development and business is like, you got to do all these things. You got to show up in this way. You know what? I believe our days are numbered here and we don't know the count. So if right now your season of life or where you want to prioritize requires that you don't get yourself in rooms with people constantly, or you don't go into all of like the inner work right now, or maybe you do go into the inner work, or you do need to prioritize your relationships, or you do need to prioritize your health or your marriage or whatever, right? Something needs to be a main component of your juggling act, then by all means, please focus on that and be willing to put something to the side if you need to. Permission granted. Because here's the thing that I can tell you for sure. In that New York City chapter, that 4 years that we lived in New York, I worked at Google and I was building my business on the side. And I was so consumed in the juggling act of juggling my full-time corporate job, juggling trying to maintain some relationships back from Seattle, juggling living with my then boyfriend, now husband, and like building this business. Those were the balls that I was juggling in my health. Like I was working out then too, right? I was like, those are the balls that I'm juggling. I wasn't prioritizing necessarily like building tons of new friendships for that first season when I was building the business because I just didn't have the bandwidth and I had to be okay with that. And then as soon as I got that juggling act down, I was like, okay, I'm feeling pretty good about this. I can add in another ball, but you have to be so conscious that you're not subscribing to this cultural narrative of like the fact that you have to do it all so well. Like you do not need to be Wonder Woman or whatever, like super mom or super whatever. It's like, do the best that you can, but give yourself grace when sometimes things need to be put to the side. And I just wanted to share this with you in real time because I noticed that I did this. And again, a prior version of me before becoming a mom, I don't think that I would have ever thought that I would have a season where I wanted to like be at home at 7 p.m. Some of you are listening to this, you're like, Keisha, that's my dream to be at home every night at 7 p.m. But I couldn't have told you that I would want like 6 weeks, which I've had 6 weeks of while we were getting him like into his routine and flow, that I've just wanted to be at home at 7 p.m. every night and just soak that up. And now I'm feeling different. And again, I'm adding in different balls, like this alone time ball and training for a half marathon. And I'm just figuring out how to navigate it all. But I feel good and I feel proud of myself because it's hard to do that sometimes, especially as women with these underlying people-pleasing tendencies. Like I've even noticed that one of the balls that I've been willing to drop very quickly, especially when I became a new mom, is this like expectation. Like let's take this as like an actual ball, like the expectations of answering my damn text messages, right? Or even my emails in a timely manner. Like, you know how many times, and like maybe you could connect to this too. You know how many times I've read a text message and I responded to it in my head, or I was like, ooh, I'm going to listen to that voice message in just 1 second. Or I listen to the voice message while I'm like breastfeeding or something. And then I'm like, wait, crap. I totally forgot what the hell she said. And then I go back to like text them and then I forget. Full permission to myself that I gave in this new mom season of life. And I've honestly given to myself like really unapologetically for the last 6 months is when I get back to a person, if it is 3 days later, I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying like, oh, I listened to this, totally lost track here. This is what I think. Or like, hey, can you remind me what we were talking about in this situation? And I just have to give myself grace because you're the person that you're going to spend every single second with it, every single day for the rest of your freaking life. So please be on your own team. I love you. I'm rooting for you. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. And I just want to be really honest about this whole evolution because I just feel different. I feel like I've got less pressure on myself because I know the things that I want to show up for right now. And it's like, I care so much right now about just really showing up to spend quality time with my son. That's like my number one. And like making sure that my marriage just stays super rock solid and we grow and evolve together. And I got this new business venture with everything that we're doing in the real estate space. And it's requiring me to grow in so many different ways. And it's going to require me to lean into people in a different way. And I'm really just always taking inventory of like, what are the pressures that I'm putting on myself that I'm self-imposing that I need to be showing up a certain way to certain people or answering every text message or going to every event or being there or checking on every single person. I'm like, I just don't have the bandwidth. And guess what? That doesn't make me a bad person that I can't show up for everything for everyone at all given points in time. It just makes me human. So if you needed this permission slip, I hope this felt like an exhale and maybe just like to kind of let you analyze, like maybe there's a ball I'm willing to drop because in a world where we're talking about growth and how we're going to get to that next level and constantly adding more to our plate and personal development and inner growth and all this stuff. It's like all those things are important, but gosh, have some freaking fun. Maybe the ball that you haven't been juggling is like, you're not having fun right now. And that's what you need to add back into your life. Or maybe you do need some like quiet time for your thoughts, right? Like I said, with this running thing, like I'm genuinely so excited. Although I move at a glacial pace compared to what I did before, I think it's also just like a boob thing, you know, like my boobs are just different than they used to be because of this breastfeeding chapter. But honestly, it's like, I just hope that you give yourself this permission and I'm always in your corner. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
So much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.